Chapter 2. Obedience to the Gospel. I was having a discussion with a brother recently. He made the statement, "Justification has never, ever been by faith plus works." I realized that he was probably alluding to Romans 3:20, which states, "By the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight." However, I was a little taken aback as I recalled James 2:24. It says, "You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone." This passage obviously contradicts the brother's statement and, apparently at least, according to some, contradicts the passage in Romans 3:20. A brother once said to me, "If there is an issue that is confusing to me because of apparently opposing verses, the problem is with my understanding or lack thereof." I could not agree with him more. If passages of Scripture seem to contradict each other, the problem is not with the Scriptures. The problem is with my understanding of them. When we come before God and search the Scriptures, it is imperative that we humble ourselves before Him, dropping all of our preconceptions and doctrinal framework that we try to fit Him into, and let Him be God. We need to let Him speak to our hearts and open the eyes of our understanding that we might see the Scriptures through His eyes and understand according to His heart. To do this, we must humble ourselves and come before Him with a contrite spirit, with ears to hear, and a heart to obey. It is only then that He will begin to reveal the depths of His heart to us, and we will begin to see and understand the mysteries of God hidden in the Scriptures. James 2:23-24 states, "The Scripture was fulfilled which says, 'And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.' You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone." At first glance, these verses appear to be contradicted by several verses in Romans and Galatians. Romans 3:28 says, "A man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law." Romans 3:20 assures, "By the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight." Galatians 2:21 observes, "If righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing." Romans 3:21-22 says, "Apart from the law, God's righteousness has been revealed, that is, God's righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." A closer look at these verses reveals that all of the verses cited from Romans and Galatians refer to the law and the works of the law, whereas James refers simply to works. It is obvious from this that James is not referring to the law or the works of the law. James is referring to a different kind of works. We will endeavor to determine what works James is referring to, as these works are apparently essential to be joined with our faith for justification. John 6:47 says, "I assure you, anyone who believes has eternal life." It is clear that there is a condition that must be fulfilled for someone to receive eternal life. According to this verse, not everyone receives eternal life, only those who believe. John 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." This verse sets out a relationship between believing and obeying. If you believe, you will have the ability, the opportunity to receive eternal life. If you do not obey, you will not see life. To obey refers to something that I have been instructed to do. Either I do what I am instructed to do, such as believe, or I do not obey and therefore do not believe. There are plenty of verses that reinforce this idea. Romans 10:4 says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Romans 10:8-10 announces, "This is the message of faith that we proclaim. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation." These verses all talk about conditions that God has placed on our receiving eternal life, righteousness, and salvation. Some of these conditions are that we believe with our heart and that we confess with our mouth, Jesus is Lord. The scriptures tell us that God gives these things to those that obey him. Acts 5:32 states, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." In Jeremiah 7:23, the Lord says, "Obey me, then I will be your God, and you will be my people." Peter preaches in Acts 2:36-38, saying, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Here, God sets forth another condition that must be met in order to be saved. He says, we must repent. The gospel of the kingdom, as set forth in Scripture, declares that by the resurrection of the dead, God has made Jesus to be both Lord and Christ, and thereby all authority has been given to him. This gospel tells us that this Jesus is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In fact, in Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus came up and spoke to his disciples, proclaiming, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." When this gospel is presented, setting forth Jesus as Lord, showing that all authority has been given unto him, those hearing this gospel are given an opportunity to decide for themselves, based on the evidence set forth, whether Jesus is who we testify that he is or not. They can repent, changing their mind about who this Jesus is, and believe in him, confessing him as Lord, submitting voluntarily and completely to his authority, or they can choose not to believe and not to submit. They can choose to believe the Son and submit to him, or they can choose not to believe and not to obey the Son. Romans 6:16-17 warns, "Don't you know that if you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey? Either of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness. But thank God that although you used to be slaves to sin, you obeyed from the heart the pattern of teaching you were entrusted to." 2 Thessalonians 1:8 tells us God will deal out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?" There are two groups of people in the world today. One group has obeyed the gospel, obeyed the Son, and are doing what is required to meet the conditions set forth by God to receive His gift of eternal life. Those that have responded to the message of faith, the gospel of the kingdom, by doing works of obedience such as repenting, believing, confessing, submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, have been qualified to receive the gift of God, the inheritance of eternal life. Colossians 1:12. Their works of obedience, added to or joined with their faith, results in righteousness, justification, and salvation. Those that have refused to obey the gospel, who have refused to obey the Son, will not see life. They will receive retribution from God and will fall under His judgment. Their end will be in the lake of fire. Revelation 20:14-15 reveals, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And anyone not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. All of these passages are about eternal life, salvation, righteousness, and justification. They all demonstrate that these things are freely given by God. These things cannot be earned by the works of the law or by good works. These passages do, however, make it very clear that God only gives these things to those who have met the conditions that He has set. He only gives these things to those who obey the gospel message, to those who obey the Son by believing the testimony of the gospel of the kingdom and by submitting to His authority, confessing, Jesus is Lord. I have heard some say, everything has been done. There is nothing that you need to do. When Jesus died on the cross, He cried out, it is finished. He has done everything, and there is nothing that you need to do. That, however, was not Peter's response in Acts 2:38. When the people asked what they must do, Peter did not tell them, everything has been done. Jesus did it all. There is nothing left for you to do. No, rather, Peter said, repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus did it all. He paid the full price required by God. He completed the work of atonement and redemption. During His life and in His death on the cross, Jesus fulfilled every righteous requirement of God for our justification. However, Peter, realizing that even though Jesus had finished His work, there remained something that those who heard the gospel message still had to do to be saved, Peter gave them specific instructions as to what was expected of them, of what they had to do to be saved. Those that obeyed were added to the church that day. Those that accepted His message did works of obedience that, added to their faith, resulted in justification and the promise of eternal life. According to Strong's exhaustive concordance, the word obey in Acts 5:32 means to be persuaded by a ruler, to submit to authority. The word believe means to entrust to have faith in, to commit to. The word faith means a conviction or assurance. When we have faith in Jesus, we have been persuaded that He is who Scripture declares Him to be. This faith must be joined together with works of obedience, such as repenting, submitting to, confessing, and believing. We are then justified by works and not by faith alone. Again, these works are not works of the law or good works, but are works of obedience in response to the gospel message of Jesus and the kingdom of God. James 2:19 affirms, the demons also believe and shudder. However, the demons do not join their knowledge of who Jesus is with works of obedience. They do not freely submit to His authority. May we encourage all of the people that we share the gospel with that there are works of obedience that they need to do that will result in righteousness, salvation, and eternal life. Does everyone have eternal life? No. John 3:36 says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." In order to receive this eternal life, there is a condition that we have to meet. There is something that we have to do. We must obey the Son. Only he who believes in the Son has eternal life. There are works of obedience that must be joined to our faith in order for us to be justified. Justification always requires faith plus works of obedience. It requires that we respond to the gospel message by believing and submitting to Jesus as Lord. John 6:26 through 29 tells us, "Jesus answered them and said, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father, God, has set his seal.' Therefore, they said to him, 'What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.'" Believing is the work for the food which endures to eternal life. To believe is to obey the Son. The one who believes the Son has the promise of inheriting eternal life. The one who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Let us look again at James 2:23 through 24. It says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness." This passage is given to us by James as proof that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. What works is James referring to? It says Abraham believed God. The only thing here that Abraham is said to have done is to believe. He believed. That is the work that justified him. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Man is justified by works and not by faith alone. There are works that God requires us to do to be justified. These works of obedience must be joined with our faith. God has made promises of reward to those that by faith believe his word and obey. He has also made promises of wrath and retribution to those that rebel and refuse to obey. When we proclaim this gospel of the kingdom, may we be faithful to encourage our hearers that there is something that they must do in response to the gospel message in order to be saved. They must obey God and continue in obedience that they may inherit all the promises of the gospel of the kingdom.